Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, it's very, very interesting. You know, doctors usually are supposed to be on the same page. You know, when you get the same textbooks in school, when you read the same journal articles, when you read the same studies, you know, it's you would think that, you know, even though it's a science, but you would think that there really wouldn't be a lot of, disagreement. You know, you see a sore throat, they have a fever, pus on their tonsils, lymphadenopathy, no cough, strep test positive, it's probably strep, right? So, you know, we don't really disagree that much on a lot of basic medicine. But where doctors and healthcare professionals start to disagree is on bigger pictures. More of the abstract, more of the where is medicine going, more of what is this a sign of. And so yesterday, one of the headlines was an anesthesiologist from UCLA. Mind you, being an anesthesiologist, you got to be smart, you know, and to work at UCLA, you got to be pretty damn good. And an anesthesiologist at UCLA videotaped himself being escorted off the building because he refused the COVID vaccine mandate. And his name is Dr. Chris Reiki. I looked him up, medical board, no sanctions, no malpractice claims, pretty clean record. I think he went to Tufts, board certified, and an anesthesiologist. The anesthesiologists, these are the guys that basically run the ship in the OR to make sure that the surgeon could do what they need to do. The anesthesiologists keep you alive, you know, and are monitoring and, you know, everything that your body is doing while it's under anesthesia so somebody could operate on you. We love our anesthesiologists. We don't want to lose any more. And he videotaped himself leaving the building, and we have the video, not that I could show you, obviously, on air. But he said, which was very, very interesting, that I'm willing to go lose everything, even my life. He says, job, paycheck, freedom, even my life for this cause. Now, you know, patients watch us, doctors. You know, they watch us very closely. People wanted to see if I got the shot. People want to see, it's amazing, when I run into people at the grocery store, they all want to look in my cart, going, well, what's Dr. Dahlia eating? Which is why I never buy alcohol at a grocery store, because I just don't, you know, I actually don't really buy bottles of alcohol. Usually people give them to me as gifts. But I try to throw some vegetables on top. If I do have any Hostess or Twinkies or whatever, I have it covered up, or Lucky Charms, I have them covered up with like a whole bunch of spinach, you know? So people can, oh wow, Dr. Dahlia's really into vegetables. I'm like, yeah. So people are always very interested in what doctors do. But when we're hearing of thousands of healthcare professionals willing to lose their job over not getting a mandate, many patients are like, okay, what's going on? Now, the media originally wanted you to think that if somebody was vaccine hesitant, they were a capital rioter, or they are somebody who wants to follow Trump, you know, to the ends of this earth and sacrifice the planet for it. And then we started to realize that, no, there's some liberals that don't want to get the vaccine. There's people that have vaccine hesitancy for a whole variety of reasons. And then we came to find out that there were a lot more people that were vaccine hesitant than those who were at the Capitol riots. And so still the media wants to make it seem like, and Biden wants to make it seem like, these people are the enemy. Well, when our heroes, our medical professionals and our healthcare workers who were there throughout the pandemic say, some of them say, they don't want the vaccine or they don't support the mandate, patients start to get confused. Now, there's a lot of us that got vaccinated, but we're not happy with the mandate. There's a lot of doctors out there that go, yeah, fire them. Fire them, fire them fast. Then you have others that go, I'm never going to get the vaccine and I'm never going to support the mandate. So I feel like I'm a little bit more middle of the road. I'm like, look, I think the vaccine works. I like the vaccine. I got the vaccine. There's a lot of, you know, concerns in terms of who has stronger immunity, natural or the vaccine immunity. Moderna stays strong. Pfizer seems to drop. But while it's an evolving science, make the best decision you can make. I don't agree with forcing it. And apparently there's a lot of healthcare workers out there, including doctors, that, you know, don't want the forcing of it. Now, I don't want to see any more medical professionals. In fact, we're supposed to be having a shortage of doctors, as you know, as they always say. Let me see what some of these numbers are. According to Medical Business Management, the Association of American Medical Colleges predicts a shortage of physicians, including anesthesiologists, by 2033. I think we're going to be having a dearth of 12,500 anesthesiologists in the next 12, 13 years. Well, all right, if there's no anesthesiologists, then we can't do surgery. Now, there are nurse anesthetists, but if there's not enough of them either, then that means your surgery is on hold. A surgeon can cut and do and save your life, but you don't want to be awake during it all. So, again, why would doctors differ? Why aren't doctors and healthcare providers on the same page? Why would somebody who worked on the front lines throughout the COVID pandemic in the hospital and was there every day seeing people die of COVID, why would they not want the vaccine? It makes people nervous. It makes them go, wait a second here. What are we not being told? And I'm telling you right now, it's very personal. But, you know, my decision to get vaccinated was personal. Somebody's decision to not to get vaccinated is personal. They're taking all the information and they're making a decision for themselves. Same thing, if I think I need you to have a biopsy, I'm going to take the guidelines. But if I go, something's just not right, I just don't like what I see, the picture isn't all there, I'm going to make a decision. And so there is a lot of subjectivity in medicine. And seeing a doctor who has no sanctions and obviously, you know, a pretty well-trained doctor, you know, want to lose his, will lose his career based on the mandate, it starts to make us wonder, we probably really need to rethink what and why we're mandating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Have you guys ever known anyone to have tried to commit suicide and survive an attempt? And unfortunately, in medicine, we deal with people all the time who had failed suicide attempts. And then sadly, I had a friend of mine who committed suicide and he wasn't found until days later at his apartment. He wouldn't answer my phone calls. He was supposed to be a roommate of mine. And I think I might have been the last person to talk to him. I asked if he was, you know, if he had a VCR because my roommate was taking her VCR. And I saw him at work and we were going to room for a couple months until I went off to medical school. And nobody heard about it from him from work. And people asked me, and I go, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't know, you know. And then sadly, he was found dead in his room. He killed himself. He worked for the EPA, he was a chemist. And he killed himself using cyanide and hydrochloric acid and breathing it in, and it was, it made a tent. And it was pretty well thought out. And sadly, he died. He was young. You know, and suicides happen at a rate of like 132 a day in America. 132 people are planning to kill themselves today, at least, on average. And it just blows your mind. Well, there was a case of a suicide attempt where the man lived. And this happened in New Jersey people thought he might have fallen out a window. You know, because he had a COVID mask. And the COVID mask, by the way, still stayed hooked onto his ear. But he projected himself out of this building. It looks like it was a suicide attempt. And a BMW saved his life. And there's pictures. I have that on my Facebook and Twitter and on my website. And he actually survived a 9-story suicide attempt. He was wearing a mask, which kind of is confusing to some. If you're going to commit suicide, why are you wearing a mask for COVID? But he did. And then he got himself off the car. His arm was completely broken and deformed, his right arm. It looks like he possibly also broke some ribs. He's currently in critical condition from what we're hearing. He was, you know, asking what happened. And bystanders, Christina, let me give credit to this girl. Christina Bree, she was there on the sidewalk at the time. She called 911 and then she started videotaping. In fact, on Facebook, I guess she told people to STFU because, you know, she had videotaped and she's like, look, I called 911 and then I started to videotape. I mean, you know, cut her some slack, people. She did call 911 because obviously he's still alive and he's in critical condition. He's at the hospital. But she got video of him and what happened, and you're like, wow, how do you survive a 9-story fall? And you kind of wonder, I mean, I don't know a lot about physics, but my guess is there was enough air or shock absorption in this car. You know, in movies, they land on a car and they're dead. Now, you know, injury to the neck, severing a cord, dissecting arteries, but for some reason, the way he landed, it looks like his skeleton took most of the blow, especially the arm. Looks like he had some head trauma, but not enough to where he could still talk and speak. Obviously, they're checking him for bleeds to the brain, etc. So it's pretty striking to see somebody live. But, you know, interestingly, as you know, why would somebody who was going to commit suicide, and we don't know the reasoning, why would he wear a COVID mask? You know, was he... He was obviously indoors at the time. So, you know, in New Jersey, do you have to wear a mask indoors? Was he unvaccinated? Was he in a fight with somebody? And said, to heck with this. You know, because usually if you're at home, your mask is off. You know, a lot of people that decide to commit suicide, they don't do it when there's other people around. They do it when there's nobody around. They might want to be found, but they make that decision when there's nobody else around, you know, so nobody could stop them. So you just kind of find it odd that he was wearing a mask. And you know this because it was still attached to his ear, despite what kind of a mask? Looks like a surgical mask. I got to tell you, those are the masks you probably want to study in terms of COVID protection, because for that sucker to last 9 stories and a BMW hit, wow. And that sucker, I mean, it obviously opened up his mouth, but it was on his ear, man. But then you start to wonder, was he amongst people? And then was he thrown off? So I don't know. I mean, if I was a detective, I would really want to know. I just think somebody wearing a mask, a COVID mask, that when they kill themselves, I don't know, just doesn't make sense. So, why do people commit suicide? People always want to know. And it's really hard to ask because most people that commit suicide, the ones that really, really want to commit suicide, they do it. You know, in medical school, we learned that more women attempt suicide, but more men are successful. And at the time, it was because men would choose more committing acts, you know, like a firearm, you know, things like that. Whereas females might commit an act that still allows that chance of possible survival, or a milder way. You know, a lot of, I guess at the time we were taught, you know, that women don't really want a lot of blood and mess and all that. So they might be more inclined to do pills, you know, or be in a bathtub or something like that. You know, I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't even think how I would, God forbid, I wouldn't want to be found by my family. I know that. And I love life, and I'm kind of the belief that the purpose of life is a job interview, and God is watching us, because this isn't the true world. This is like a staging area. This is, you know, we're all in line for an interview, and then God decides where our soul needs to be and what our soul needs to do. I don't even know if this falls under any religion. And so I think what we do on earth makes him decide where he's going to put us. And I just have a feeling I'm going to be in shipping and receiving. I don't think he's going to really have me teach. I don't really know. I don't think I'm going to spread the gospel. I don't know what he wants me to do. I just got the idea that it'll either be maybe accounting. I doubt he's going to want me in marketing. Even though I love marketing, he's probably like, no. So I look at as you know, we're here on this earth. We're here for a reason. You know, maybe we're supposed to make earth a better place, but I just don't think we're done. And so the last thing I want to do is leave before my time. And, you know, when God wants me, he'll take me. God forbid. Hopefully no time soon. So what are some reasons? I mean, we have, what, thousands of people take their lives each year. I think about 48,000. So one is, you can't see around the problem. So I don't know if any of you have ever been dumped. You know, when you're dumped, you're like, I'm never going to find somebody else. Or, gosh, if he dumped me, then everybody's going to dump me. Or nobody's going to want me. Or, you know, if you lose a job, you're like, well, I'm never going to be able to get another job. Or I'm not going to keep another job. You know, you don't see around the problem. The problem is so big that all those techniques we learned to compensate, to adjust, like find a happy place, look to the future, come up with a goal, you can't. There's this big, big, you know, nuclear warhead in the middle of your living room, and you're like, how do I look around it? And so many people can't see around the problem. Now, you know, and I know that time heals all wounds. We eventually are able to walk around that nuclear warhead and move on with our life. But I'm sorry about the analogies. But for a lot of people, when they're in the thick of it, they just can't see around it. And so, you know, you're trying to say, well, look, why aren't they thinking positive? Why aren't they trying to navigate? They can't. They can't tackle the tasks because what's in front of them is so insurmountable. The other thing, too, is the impulsivity. Many people that commit suicide, they're impulsive. They're like, I'm going to do it. Don't talk me out of it. I'm going to do it. Don't talk me out of it. And they'll make this decision when if they just slept on it, they're like, are you kidding me? I was going to do that. Really? So people who are impulsive are some of the highest risk for suicide, sadly. And we're already impulsive. We reply to a text really quick, you know, the way we flick the controllers in video games. And so, you know, we've learned to just, you know what, I want this now. And we don't realize that sometimes you just need to sleep on it. You just need to think it through. Then fearing death. I noticed this with a lot of men, where they love their life, but they fear death. They fear death so much that they want to control when they leave. You know, I told you when my father died, one of my family members told me, he goes, this isn't happening to me, where it's just out of the blue. I want to know when it's going to happen. And so some of them will sadly choreograph that. So there's multiple other issues. You know, they're really depressed. They feel no one cares about them. They're angry. National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin could not bear to watch Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer's GOP-trashing floor speech Thursday night after advancing the debt ceiling with help from the Republicans.
Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans insisted they wanted a solution to the debt ceiling, but said Democrats must raise it alone by going through a drawn-out, convoluted, and risky reconciliation process. That was simply unacceptable to my caucus. And yesterday, Senate Republicans finally realized that their obstruction was not going to work.
Manchin covered his face and ultimately walked out during Schumer's political rant. Weather is going to be the big story next week as a massive energy system will move into the western United States, dropping the first snows of the season, including lower elevations. The snowstorms are expected to start Monday. USA Radio News. Charlotte Motor Speedway will become a road course this weekend in North Carolina. NASCAR's Martin Truex Jr. tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the track.
You know, the biggest challenge with the Roval is that, you somewhat have to set your car up to run on the oval, especially, turns 3 and 4 of the oval. So it really, it kind of keeps you from really setting the car up the way you'd want to for the infield. And so it just makes it a big challenge. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it always seems like the infield there is, obviously it's pretty bumpy. It's really narrow. There's a lot of kind of, undulations, like up and down kind of deal. And the car is just never really in the racetrack very good because the tires are so hard for the oval. So it's just a big compromise. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Really hard to get your car working right. And it's a real challenge to get it around there.
The Bank of America Roval 400 starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, October 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you've heard teachers, you've heard healthcare workers make fun of parents. Now, they might not make fun of their neighbors. They might not make fun of their friends. They're people that they go to church with. But they make fun of parents, even though their friends, people they go to church with, their clients, our parents. We change when we're parent mode. We do. I think I'm the coolest cat. I am so cool. I feel like I'm laid back. I'm chill. And then all of a sudden, something has to do with my babies. Ooh, I'm mama bear. Don't mess with me. I'm mama. And I see this all the time. I just, and I'm a physician. Many of you ask, you know, gosh, you're so good with kids. Why didn't you, you know, go for pediatrics? And many of us who don't go for pediatrics will say, I love kids. I don't like parents. And I go, that makes no sense. It does. In medicine, it makes a lot of sense. When your patients are the adults, they are a completely different breed than when they bring in their child and they are now mama. Or, well, the dads are pretty cool, you know, but did you do this? Did you do this? Well, I heard you do this and I did this and I did this. My mother said this. My, you know, are you doing this? I'm like, take care of your baby. You're good. I mean, you know, it sounds like you got this going. All right. I mean, do you want my opinion or not? All right. You know, I'm this baby's mama. I go, I know you're their mama. I know you're their mama. That's okay. You can be their mama. It's okay. But, you know, I'm trying to give you my opinion. This is what I think you need to do. Yeah, so it's much different. I'm like, you know, girl, you weren't like this last week with your appointment. You know, and so it's okay. I get it. I get it because I'm a mommy too. We mommies, well, there's a difference between a mom, a mother, and a mommy. You know, us mommies, you know, when we want to be called mommies, and we're like, you know, people are like, you know, are you Stone, you know, and Brock's mother? No, I'm their mommy. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. So once you say to go, I'm their mommy, you just better run. So obviously a big headline and something that people have been finding very entertaining, but it really is tragic, are these school board meetings. These school board meetings, oh my gosh. I mean, it gets, people are coming up in bee suits. Did you see that one guy wore a bee suit because he said there's a 0.00001% chance that I might get stung by a bee. So I'm wearing a bee suit, you know, trying to, you know, argue against the mandates and all that. But where things started to get bad is when I saw the anger of parents and they were so mad at the school board trustees. And this is throughout the whole country, where they were threatening them. They go, watch out. Well, I mean, they get so mad. And they get so mad because it elevates, it escalates. And I noticed this whenever I, you know, fight with my husband. You know, I could keep my cool because I can say something and throw, you know, end the war by one sentence. And if he feels like he can't, you know, compete, he'll just raise it up, raise his voice, you know. And so when you have a school board trustee, you know, who is making a decision that is something that you feel passionately against, and they just kind of go, next, these people get mad, and they get more mad, and they get more mad. And so they think that these school board people are apathetic, et cetera. And so, you know, I have seen some inappropriate things. I have seen some inappropriate behavior. On the flip side, I think school boards and school districts need to kind of stop and wonder, you know, why are they, you know, to maybe reconsider some of the moves they want to make, because there are people that are very, very passionate against somebody forcing something on their child. Well, it took a new turn when Attorney General Merrick Garland, National School Board Association wanted the FBI involved to control parents being domestic terrorists. And a Florida mother, Keisha King, has called for a mass exodus from the increasingly liberal public school system, saying it's the parents' only choice to avoid their kids being indoctrinated with critical race theory. She's African American, and she made these remarks at the Pray Vote Stand Summit, an event by the Family Research Council in Leesburg, Virginia. And I bring this up because she has three children. She's 40 years old. She's spoken out about critical race theory. But I bring this up because you have a lot of parents who think their only choice in the matter is pulling their kids out of school. Now, as a physician, we have now for months wanted to get the kids back in school. Okay? We want our kids back in school. When kids go to school, many of them, you know, learn better. They garner relationships. They, you know, boost their immune system because they're around others. They get their regular vaccines, you know, that we have a vaccine program. They get their vaccines and all that. Once you start taking kids out of the mix, you really start to mess with that. And, you know, if I'm for public health, I want kids getting vaccinated for polio, you know, and hepatitis. I want kids being around other kids and learning. So when a school district or a government or an administration is seeing that you have parents that are willing to take their kids out of school because they don't like where schools are going, we need to stop and realize, okay, maybe what we need to do is have some options. You know, right now, kids, you know, the way schools are is it's pretty dictatorial. Whatever the teacher says, whatever the principal wants to do, that's the way it's been. And parents are looking more and more at, wait a second, my kid has to fill out a questionnaire rating how racist they are. Why is my kid being asked to do that? Some parents don't like the sex ed that's being brought up in school. Some people, now, how things used to be is you could opt out. If you didn't want your child learning about sex ed or masturbating or tampons, I don't even remember my sex ed. All I remember is the teacher threw a tampon in a glass of water and that tampon blew up, you know, like cotton candy. And I'm like, that's going to be in my Lily? Oh, hell no. I don't want my period. I wanted to get a hysterectomy when I was 12. Because I didn't want to get my period. That scared me. So parents have a choice to opt out of certain classes. Yeah, their kid might get bullied going, all right, you don't get to learn about masturbation, and we do. But, you know, that's the most of it. But now it's pervaded in everything. It's, you know, homework assignments. And so, you know, parents want to have a choice. And when parents don't have a choice, they want to go through the grievance process, but it doesn't seem like there is a grievance process. It seems like you could go to the school board meeting, you could speak for 120 seconds, then your mic gets cut off, and you just have somebody sit there and go, next. And then they vote the way they want to anyway. So parents are getting mad. It's not justified for them to get angry, or it's not justified for them to, you know, threaten people or commit any crimes, but no wonder they're mad. Of course they're going to be mad. So now there's this topic that the U.S. government has to do something approaching these parents that are upset with the school system as being domestic terrorists. I understand why parents are like, you know what, we're out. We're out. We're taking our kids and we're out. Now, as a doctor, a family doctor, I don't want kids pulled out of school. Why aren't there choices? Why aren't there options? You know, obviously there's a lot of teachers, there's a lot of kids, or parents of kids, that, you know, want to prove their natural immunity. They don't want to be mandated, or they want to get the vaccine, but they just don't want to be a part of a mandate, or, you know, I don't know what the answer is because I'm not an educator. All I can say is when we have a bunch of parents that are being accused of being terrorists, their only choice is to get away from the FBI, get away from the administration, get away from the school system, and we're going to have a bunch of kids that don't get access to their schools. All right? There's obviously a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. economy added 194,000 jobs in September. It sounds like a lot, but apparently they missed estimates. And there's been a lot of concern that this labor shortage is going to extend longer than it needs to. And in order for companies to get back and up and running, we need people coming back. So joining us next is the Chief Human Resources Officer for William and Mary University, who could kind of give us insight on what's going on in terms of the, you know, the job market and labor. It's Dr. Christopher Lee joining us next. Dr. Lee, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Wow. So, you know, you being Chief Human Resources Officer, what sort of challenges are you seeing?
Well, I think all over, you know, the economy, we know there's a talent shortage. And a lot right. I think the word everyone has been using is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wonder if it is, and I know you're pretty versed on this, I think a lot of people, you know, it's not so much about the money. I think some people feel they're not confident enough to go back. They've been out of work for a while. To go back to their job, I think many people don't have the confidence. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, there's signs of that. And as you know, that's one of the things that I've talked about the relationship people have with the workplace and with others and how people feel about work. So, you know, my book on performance conversations talks about helping people get better, perform better, and feel better about their work. And I think that human part is what we're seeing on display today more than ever. It's
Absolutely.
Always been there, but I think it's just been accentuated and out front, you know, in the past year.
Do you feel employees can't speak to their employers, can't, you know, talk about modifications or talk about their needs?
Well, I think people are reluctant to. I'm a baby boomer. I don't know about you. You probably don't have gray hair like I do, but
I'm close. I'm a Gen X. I'm close.
Baby boomers. You know, in the old days, you know, people were expected to kind of, you know, suck it up and hunker down, and, you know, people were treated and felt different, you know, about the work in the workplace. And today, I think millennials and Gen Xers and others have a better orientation to work and life and realize that it's kind of synergistic, that you, the person, the performer at work, there's a living human being inside, and you really can't divorce how a person feels about the institution or organization and their coworkers and their work. And so attending to that is important. The old school model of a boss who was kind of an overseer who made sure you came to work and did your work is really kind of crazy, as if it ever really worked. It's really more about being a coach today, about
it's
someone
so true.
Who is supporting people, encouraging people, providing empowerment, helping people perform better. That's the model for the 21st century of a coach versus a judge or a boss, someone who's there to help you perform at your highest level. So think about a tennis coach or golf coach and that sort of framework. The leader's goal is to help others be their very best.
Absolutely. And in your book, Performance Conversations, it shouldn't be an order or a mandate between boss and employee. It should be a conversation, you know, like, how can we make the deadline? I'd like your input as opposed to you need to make the deadline.
Yes, it's about co-performance. Going back to the coach metaphor, it's about what can we do together to optimize performance. In academia, we sometimes talk about teaching and learning, because I can teach all day, that doesn't mean you learned. And the same idea that if you think you just tell people what to do, they're going to do it, it's really, you know, doesn't work. It's about, did you appreciate what I said? Do I understand what you heard and what you need to perform better? And how can we calibrate? How can we communicate and work together to find the right solutions together? Because the leader, you know, her role is to help people get better and perform better, right?
So
and it's about that calibration and that partnership.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Lee, you know, not only do you have a philosophy degree, but you're also a retired lieutenant colonel from the Marines. And thank you for your service. You went from the Marines to, you know, philosophy. Obviously different management styles, and I think you've in your book kind of blended both of those. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I did 8 years as an active Marine officer and 13 reserves, so you know the careers were blended there. But one of the things that struck me early on as I joined the Corps, we used to say there was no such thing as a bad Marine.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a bad Marine officer, meaning that there was a leader who didn't appreciate the valuable human being and their core potential, and your job was to figure out how to make that Marine, get him or her, back in the game and perform at their highest level, because we knew that they were really good. retired Marine after all. And
right.
So if you take that framework into any workplace, if the leader assumes that they are not providing what the employee needs to perform at the highest level, then they can make the appropriate adjustments. But if I just say Chris isn't good, Chris isn't smart, Chris isn't capable, I let myself off the hook. The truth is the leader's role is to enable people to get better, to encourage people, and to empower people to perform at their very highest level.
Mm-hmm. You know, besides your book, I mean, I don't really see a lot of resources out there for people in management. I think people get promoted, and they're like, you do a good job, go for it. And I see this with teaching. You know, somebody might publish a bunch of papers, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they actually can teach. You know, first, how can people get your book?
Yeah. Amazon.com, performanceconversations.com, my website. You know, it's ubiquitous out there, a lot of resources to get it, but certainly it is available. And you're right, not a lot of resources that focus on that relationship of the coach. And, you know, a lot of them think about just the manager's perspective or the boss's perspective, but we are supporting both a performer and a person, and understanding and appreciating that and adjusting is the way to get people to that holy grail of performance improvement and sustained high, you know, performance.
You know, it's interesting. I was in a meeting and I was honored with the role of organizing it, and I wanted to take a poll of what my other colleagues wanted to do. And my supervisor, in front of everybody, said, no, this isn't a democratic vote. I'm going to make the final decision. And I thought that was very odd and poor management, because don't you want to, you know, get the opinions of people who are supposed to execute what we're trying to do? I think there's just so many poor management styles out there that, somebody with your background, I think, can do a lot, you know, to help transform much of the toxic environments out there. Dr. Lee, we're running out of time. Again, how can people find out more information about you and your book?
Yeah, performanceconversations.com gets you there. I appreciate your thoughts, and you're right. It's about engagement. The leader should want the involvement, the two-way dialogue and conversation with their staff member. That is the way to bring out their very best performance.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lee. Thank you for your service. Can't wait to have you back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-LEE.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.